Hello, beautiful people. My name is Black Praise, your man behind the microphone. I gladly welcome you to the Black Praise Podcast, episode 40, a show here on Anchor about quotes digest for encouragement, motivation, upliftment, and a little bit of everything. Today, I want to tell you a story about lions. Don't get confused. But please stay with me until the end of the story because I believe that one way or another, it will benefit you. The lion has paws, and the paws of a lion are soft, which makes its movement silent because lions belong to the quadruped class of mammals, which means is a four-legged animal. According to danielpeel.wordpress.com, lions work in digited fashion, meaning that their foot bones are adapted in such a way that they walk on their toes, as opposed to humans that have plantigrade motion, meaning we plant our whole foot on the ground. Digited movement has evolved especially for silent movement. As an extra adaptation, lions have hairs in between their toes, muffling the sound even more. Someone may ask, are you here to only tell us stories about lions? No, because the story comes with a moral lesson. Now, before I get to the main point of today's show, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the lion for a better understanding of the moral lesson of the story. If a lion gets noisy while hunting, that lion will starve because the moment the prey hears its roar, they flee for their lives. They scamper for safety. And as a result, the lion ends up with nothing and starves. Yes. A wise man once said, wise lions hunt in silence and eat noisily. Now here goes the moral lesson. Be like them. Like who? The wise lions that hunt in silence and eat loudly. Yes. What that means is that we need to stop broadcasting our plans and goals, but we need to execute it silently and let our achievements announce us. There are many reasons why we broadcast our plans and goals, but here are two major reasons I believe is why we do that. One, we just want to let people know that we are also doing something, that we are not lazy, but being useful to ourselves. Or two, we do that with the intention of getting some kind of advice, you know, for maximum success regarding our plans and goals. But that comes with its problems. It can go wrong. Of course, there is a popular saying that goes, a problem shared is a problem solved, right? Some say a problem shared is a problem half solved. Be that as it may, we've got to be careful who we share our problems and our goals with, or where we do that. Because if we are not careful enough, it will go wrong and we won't get helped but hampered. So being careful enough, I believe that a problem shared is a problem solved. But a problem shared on social media is a problem multiplied, because your audience are a committee of advisors, different people with conflicting agendas that will complicate issues for you. So if you have goals and plans, don't broadcast them anywhere. Don't broadcast it anywhere, much less on social media. And if you have issues in your personal life, family, business, or workplace, it is unwise to bring them on social media, but wise to settle it privately. Bringing your personal issues on social media stirs up social madness. Why do I say so? Because Social media is where you can find, for example, a vulcanizer who specializes in fixing tires, trying to act like a medical doctor, giving medical advice to people. Or an inexperienced spinster with no professional knowledge, trying to act like a relationship coach or a marriage counselor. Isn't that ridiculous? Yes, but that's true. So beware of how and where you broadcast your plans and goals. In fact, it is not advisable to do so. Take care of business privately and let your achievements announce you. If you need help with anything, talk to a professional with good track record. If you need advice, you know, about your goals and your plans, get yourself a mentor. A mentor with a track record of success stories can be of great help to you. Better still, go to God in prayer. Prayer works, and God hears and answers prayers. I tell you. And that is the lifestyle of the silent achiever. Thank you all for listening. And please, if you find today's episode interesting, kindly share it and let other people have the privilege of listening to it. You never know. You might be helping someone who needs to hear this message for a turnaround of success. Please do join me again next week for another interesting episode of the Black Praise Podcast. But before I go, Black Praise Podcast is on Anchor.fm, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and many other platforms, including Facebook. On Facebook, Black Praise Podcast is on Black Praise Podcasts and Embrace Your Talent International. So go to these platforms to listen to fresh episodes and even old episodes of the Black Praise Podcast in case you missed any. Once again, thank you for joining me on today's episode. Until I come your way again, I remain your humble host, Black Praise. Please stay safe and remain blessed.